Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children
Amen.
Of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Bodiza ku muganda wo.
You can greet up your brethren.
Omugambe nti ddala Yesu ye musumba omulungi.
Tell them indeed Jesus is the good shepherd.
Alungamizza magenda gaffe.
He has guided our ways.
Twali twakyama mu mwoyo.
We had perverted in spirit.
Naye kankana atulungamizza n'okutegeera.
But right now he has led us with understanding.
Era asumbye emitima gyaffe.
And he shepherded our hearts.
Yali gimenyese.
They had gotten broken.
Yali gijudde obutali butuukirivu.
They were filled of unrighteousness.
Naye bwe yayogera mu Isaiah 6:1.
But spoke in Isaiah 61.
Ngaze okusiba emitima egimenyese.
To bind up the broken hearted.
Era n'okuziba ebiwundu.
Even to block the wounds.
Mazima ye musumba omulungi.
Indeed is a good shepherd.
Era tumuyimbira nga tumugamba oli musumba waffe.
And we sing, tell him he's
our shepherd. He's magenda gaffe.
Guided our way. Osumbye
n'omutima gwaffe Mukama.
Shepherd our hearts, Lord. Thank you much, Lord.
Mazima tukoze bulungi.
Indeed, it's done us good.
Twali tulina okwelalikira
kungi. We had much worry in ourselves.
Ali tumanyi kiddako.
We did know what's next.
Ne jetuvudde tumanyi.
Even where we've come from, we did know.
Omanyi wavanga jovudde lugendo lonna.
Came from where you came from in any journey.
Olwenseno.
Of this world.
Nga tumanyi bw'oyiseeyo.
You don't know how you passed there.
Wabula ne w'oli.
But even where you are.
Tumanyi bw'ogenda kuyitawo.
You don't know how you're going to pass
era
there.
Era tuwamanyanga.
And you did know.
Omanyi yonayitawo otya.
Head there how you'll make it.
We
worried every time.
We'll
be not sure of our protection.
We
are not sure of our lives.
We
worried of death. Who's the worries of death? Some of our thoughts. How will I be in the grave?
Amen. Hawi kirozi chikujira nga bakugambye ogena ba
muntana. People tell you you're going to be
crazy.
And they have left you there.
Noro woririza nnyo nogana.
And they begin to much and worry.
Naye kankan tulina omusana.
Right now we have the light.
Ogwa feba ani.
Of who we are.
Atumanyife tuli myoye jambaddo omubiri.
No, we are spirits which clothe the body.
Ogwe nyama.
Of flesh.
Era nga tusinda okwamba zibogo oguva mu
ggulu. And we grown be clothe the body from heaven.
Mpozi.
Maybe.
Bwe twambulibwa.
When we unclothed,
tulemo okusinganibwa nga tuli bwereere.
That we are not found naked.
Nga bwagamba Kolise ekyokubiri ttaano.
As it speaks 2 Corinthians 5.
Bwe tusingana nga twambaziddwa okuva mu ggulu.
When we are found clothed the body from heaven,
tugenda mu kibuga kya Katonda.
We go in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omu ggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kuŋŋaaniro ddene ly'abamalayika.
It's a great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Nga bwagamba Ibulaniya 12.
As it speaks Hebrews 12.
2:2 paka 2:4.
22-24.
Mazima kankana essuubi lyaffe eddamu.
Indeed, now our hope is living.
Era twakizuna mba Filipo 3:2 nti waffe mugu.
Covered Philippians 3:20
our hope.
We no more worry to be buried.
Tumanyinga twambula emibiri.
We know we unclothe bodies.
Omuntu bayambula sati na sura.
If someone unclothes the shirt throws down.
Yeyongerayo.
And they move on.
Nafe
we too we are like that.
Sikyaloza kuntana.
I no more think of the grave.
Ani ajiroza.
Who thinks of it?
Nza atagenda kubera yo ndoza
kwa yaya. Not be there. Why should I think
Njaga
of it? I want to think of where I am going.
Chavayo giranga agamba.
That is why he speaks
saying
that always think of things in heaven.
Tuloza biyawa.
We think of
tulowooza bya muggulu ekibuga ekirungi olusuku lwa Katonda muggulu eryokusatu
Garden of God in the third heaven.
Beera ono enfumiitiriza nga kati ntuuse.
I'm there, imagine I've arrived there.
Luli nabeera nga naye ntaane yubanna.
Before I used to worry of the grave.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so
much.
And you pass the grave, you wonder how those who are there, they are surviving. And you pass and the devil whispers an evil whisper. He tells you now, you see.
Now we.
You too.
Okay,
you will go down there.
No, we didn't.
And you feel threatened. You run.
Should
they bury you in that time?
But
now we are not on issues of being buried.
And
speaking to Thessalonians,
that though
someone lives unclothing their body, don't weep as if we have no hope. For we know our hope, you've gone home in heaven. And we too, we are coming.
Bible speaks
in Ephesians 4 that one faith, our Lord is one, one baptism, one hope. Anytime you are in one hope, when another leaves you, say farewell.
You
tell them, prepare your cities in the city.
When
one tension will you yourself make it?
So did we
no more worry, brethren. Don't worry of death even. For we know him is an angel.
Know
his shields how he handles them.
Kasita kusinga namne ngatulina
bibi kwa wangulo okufa. You overcame death.
Wange mpera yechibi kora kora.
For the wage of sin is death.
Erobo ino musinga na malaika okufa.
Meet him the angel of death.
Akuja muno obukau.
It takes you with harshness from the body.
Bible mukubi Kristo yo mukago nyuroko.
Speaks.
Onyuroko na nyuroko tano.
Revelation 6:4-5. Revelation 6:6-7.
Eh malaika okufa ne magombe nga akora shi.
Angel of death and hell follows him.
Akati bobera na ibinga wera likira muvake
mabe. If you have sins you worry the one coming behind him.
Ukubira wendo urubisajja mwe mundeke.
Begin to weep for those men to leave you.
Kufaye yetulira kumbalasi yake.
Death sits on his yellow horse.
Ati magombe na muvake mabe.
And hell comes before him. But we no more fear him. We signal him past in the house of the evils. Is it not that Isaiah 13? Signal them go in the homes of the evil. Where the rich who never repent and the poor. It's very bad to be poor in this world. You have the riches of sins.
Wakirikali wandibadde mugagga wensimbi.
You have been rich of money.
Na nebibi nabyo oli mugagga no manya kale.
Even so you're rich and you know at least you've eaten on the world.
Gena bakwoche burundi.
In hell they will burn you very well.
Nino ba mwavu.
But you're poor in this world.
Ari no ba mugagga nebibi.
And you're rich with sins.
Bagende bakusasule empera enene ekibimu.
They will pay you a big wage of death in hell.
Abavu bona bandirokose
mama. All the poor would have gotten rich, would have gotten saved quick.
They
would have been the first even before those who have money. When you come get saved, you don't want you to remain poor. Deuteronomy says, do not have a poor among you. You come as you are.
Poor
who have no riches of knowledge.
If you
riches of knowledge as God's glory
is.
Even riches of what we need in this life. And you become different. May I wonder?
So we have one foot same sin and Marukoka.
Poor would have run, come, get saved and they get rich double. The riches of eternal life, the riches of the knowledge of God, and they put them in vessels of clay.
It
still gives you 100 on the world.
Courage
is us preachers, don't leave a poor among you. If I'm poor, run quick. Even though the rich to you are not saved, because of the riches of the world, which is wind. And they will all pass away, you will not go with anything. But all that, glory and honor is back to God.
He
is prepared and chosen among many.
And
speaks to my elect. We thank him, the living God, for loving us like that. Such a love like that amazes me.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on to seeing schemes of Satan. Satan's schemes against God and the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have come seeing these schemes. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter
2,
verses 11 to down,
he
says, we know like those who don't know schemes of Satan, and that Satan might not outwit us, that still there are also deeper schemes, like in Revelation 2, 24 to 26,
that
there are also deeper schemes of Satan. Now we are still moving on to separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. And after we are to begin to see right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches. After we shall end with, and we see the right gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
okujawula ku njiri yaba sitaani,
to separate from the gospel of the devils,
ebyenfuna byensi,
of the gains of this world,
abatoolamu nga banyoola,
and they subtract and they twist them,
era nga bongera ku kigambo kya Katonda,
and they also add in the word of God. Naye
Mukama yatukozedde obulungi,
but God has already done us good.
Mu mutwe guno gwe tulaba ennaku zino,
hidden we see these days,
omwoyo omutukuvu nga agolokosa obulokozi mu America,
and the Holy Spirit arises salvation from America,
mwaka gwa 2009,
in the 19,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus so much.
Twalabanga enjiri yali erina kubeera ku musingi ogw'okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
We saw the gospel was to be on the foundation of seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Wabula omwoyo gwa Satan,
but the spirit of Satan,
negulwanyisa enjiri eyo,
and it fought that gospel,
newanyisibwa okugenda mu njiri y'ebyenfuna by'ensi,
and it was fought to go in the gospel of the things of this world,
ebyokulya n'ebyokunywa,
the eatings and the drinkings.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga bwe tuzze tulaba,
but as we've been saying,
atuddamu ebibuuzo byaffe ebina,
and we answer our four questions.
Okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda bwe tunoonya kyeki?
What is the kingdom of God that we seek for?
Twasooka n'ekibuuzo ekisooka.
We first saw the first question.
Okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda kyeki?
What is seeking the kingdom of God?
Era tubunoonya tutya?
And how do we seek for it?
Twasindikibwa okuddayo mu kitabo kya Mukama.
We are pushed to go back the book of God.
Tutanula okunoonya.
And begin to seek from there.
Naye ekibuuzo kino ekyokubiri kino.
But this second question.
Tukyakiruddeko nga tukyawulira ebyamu.
On long on it here in secret. The kingdom of God, what we seek for, what is it? And how do we seek for it? We are going on the third part. The spirit of knowledge of God. And how he manifests the kingdom of God. And it teaches us to seek for it. It's the third part. The spirit of the knowledge of God. And how he manifests the kingdom of God. And it teaches us to seek for it. This life, how we broke in the spirit of knowledge, after we understood in him is the light of knowledge, the light of life, and we broke it in five parts this life.
The
life appears in the five ways. Let me see who remembers them. Give them the microphone immediately. For one of it, we had finished it. The five ways. How is the spirit of knowledge of God? In him is the light of life. The five ways he manifests life. Who raises to remember us?
Huh? Waji. Mhm. Engeri esoka.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Twasoko twatandika n'engeri esoka.
We began with the first way.
Katula bangu ikisokera dala gyemyoyo gyaffe.
And the first of the it is our spirits.
Ngo omoyo no wokumanya.
And the spirit of knowledge.
Tutandikira okumulabira ku myoyo gyaffe kwennyini.
We begin to see him right from our spirit.
Era twasoma ebyandikibwa bingi.
And we read many scriptures.
Omuli ngera abiri abiri musanvu.
Proverbs 20:27.
Obulamu bwali mu ye ne bwo omusana gw'abantu.
Life was in him and it became light of men. And many others.
Engeri eyokubiri gye twalaba.
The second way we saw.
Nga bulabika nga omusaayi mibiri gyaffe.
And it appears as blood in our bodies.
Emibiri gine egy'okunsi.
The bodies of the world.
Era
and we saw many scriptures. The third way, we saw it appear as water, water of life, in those on the world, on the planet Earth. The third way, we saw the other bodies of heaven themselves. He appears there as
and
water and destroy on the cut the angels of it, if you can. Out of him comes life. We saw the water, living water, the fifth way in Genesis 2, the breath of life, the breath of life. May God bless you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. I don't know whether all of us had remembered that word.
engeri etano.
We see the five ways.
Omoyo owokumanya Katonda.
The spirit of knowledge of God.
Yalabisamu omusana ogw'obulamu.
He manifests the light of life.
Tuwasoka ntulaba.
We first saw
omusana ogw'obulamu.
The light of life.
Ogw'emyoyo gyaffe.
Of our spirits.
Emyoyo gy'obutonde bwonna mugune
ku nsi. The fruits of all creations in heavens and earth. Let me help you gotten that way.
Well.
The first way is the light of life.
We
pierce in spirits of creations in heavens and earth. The second way, the life which is in the blood, in bodies of creations on the world. Life, or the light of life, which is in the blood, in bodies of creation on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The third way, the light of life which appears in water. Not the water of life, but usual water on this world. The fourth way, the light of life which is in the living water, in bodies of creations in heaven, right from the kingdom of the stars. Is that not the fourth? The light of life, which is in the living water, in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the stars. The fifth way, it's the breath of life of God, or the light of life which appears in the breath of life of God.
And
we research or we sing the kingdom of God, and it's the Holy Spirit and His works. But the fullness of the Holy Spirit is made of the seven spirits, and we write on the fifth spirit. Out of Him is come these five ways. Praise Jesus so much. And we see the five ways. The spirit of knowledge holds the light of the eternal life. How he manifests life. The first way we winded it last time, the light of life which appears in all spirits of creation, in the heavens and earth. We got explained of that. We want to get the second point, the light of life which is the blood of all creations in the world. Let's begin from right there. Praise Jesus so much.
The
spirit of knowledge of God manifests the light of life through blood of creations on the world. Praise Jesus so much.
Please
help us answer the other questions. What is life and where is it? Where did it come from and where is it heading to?
In
the research of this life on this world, we try to treat it. But many times what we treat, we don't understand it. Praise Jesus so much. Maybe when we begin in Genesis 9, Genesis 9 from verse 4, he speaks with us as he says this. Genesis chapter 9 verses 4.
Na yenyama awamu nobulamu bwayo gwe musayi gwayo temujiryanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tinaye enyama.
But the meats
awamu nobulamu bwayo
get up with the life of it. That's the blood. Do not eat it. Now you shouldn't get meat.
And
you eat it with its life, which is called the blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Our blood, it holds life. Of the light of knowledge which comes from the spirit of knowledge of God. That's why we see the five ways. The spirit of knowledge holds the light of eternal life and how we manifest life. And the second way says that the light of life which appears in blood of creation on this world, That's why he said Genesis 9 and the verses 4. And let's repeat it as we hear. Genesis chapter 9 verses 4.
Naye nyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo gwe musayi gwayo temugiryanga.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyama. Praise Jesus so much.
Naye enyama.
But the meat
awamu n'obulamu bwayo.
Get up with its life.
Gwe musayi gwayo.
That is its blood.
Temugiryanga.
Do not eat it.
Sere bisinga tubali tugezaako okujjanjaba obulamu.
Many times we apply to treating life. Even though we have never treated our lives of our spirits, for most of us on the world, we don't know of our spirits, the life of our spirits, those which were created to live forever. But we all doctors on the world, we try to treat the life in the blood. And that is the life
we've
spoken of under the sun for a long time. But that life too, we don't know it. And still is the life which ends. For it was given a little time. The life which ends. It has a very short time. It's the life in the blood. Many times, people say that Satan has asked for blood. Satan has not asked for blood.
He's
asked the life within the blood. That's why when he shed blood in the shrine, you may find the color of blood down there. You will find the red color down, but they took out the life from the blood. They love much blood when it's still hot. For life is still life indeed. Life in the blood. Many creations on the world which have this blood, or which hold this life, which appears in the blood. What can lighten in its rail? It's the spirit of knowledge. In him is the light of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The eternal life. It moved on, God to be measured.
Inside
life of our spirit we first saw, which was created to live forever. There is this life in our blood. The blood of meat.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And this, up to now it's the one we are treating.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There's something they call white blood cells.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
what seemeth life which is white.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know what
is hard?
To meet a white blood. But they tell you they call them
white blood
cells.
That
it's the blood which is white, yet it's in the red blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Doctors, where are you? Physical doctors? We have red blood cells.
White blood cells.
But how do white blood cells appear? Are they white? Why? Life, is it white? And when they're treating you, say the red blood cells are well.
White blood cells is
white blood cells have weakened. They have eaten them out. For they seem like the soldiers of the body. They don't know the life of the body. Now they call them cells or soldiers of the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I
speak is right in your world.
Or
I speak in the kingdom of God to explain things of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
things of the world have never taught us things of heaven. But things of the heavens teach us things of the world. For truth, what is seen was made from the invisible. It means things of heaven. They are what can show us things of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I don't know if you've
noted that well.
We have
what we call red blood cells.
White blood cells.
But what they call white blood cells. What are the cells? What are the cells? What are the cells? Where is our microphone?
babuyita butafali.
Obutafali.
The bricks.
Ne buba bwenkanaki.
How, what is the size?
Bubera butono nyo nyo nyo.
Usikiti.
They are very very small. You can't see them with
your
eyes. What are those? In the science language, they speak that that's small, initial.
Yes,
now we as church, it was our work to reveal all those things. Is our God who created those.
And
the scientists study of those, what God put in place. But for failing to get light of knowledge to understand those things, they reach a point, get stuck, and they say, the minute life,
we
cannot even see with your eyes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
what we try to say today, that we as children of God
to be pushed to
preach gospel of the kingdom of God, something broad which was to intervene in many things, to explain them to the world. And it's true, all people, they would have been able to enter the kingdom of God, they would have seen it and they would have known it.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much.
Red blood cells.
Now, red blood cells.
The color.
These are the color.
Now, white blood cells.
But white blood cells, they are the real life.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
We wouldn't believe to gamble with him on Yama.
It's the life in the flesh. If sickness consumes it,
you can remain
with your flesh and you still have your blood.
White blood cells.
But they say the white blood cells reduce. They usually call them the soldiers of the body. But they are not usual soldiers. But we speak of life.
Yes, we
the life in the body.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. You know, when the Lord Jesus was explaining, he saw the blood of their life
has
been spat on me. But that word, it was going far. And this, in this world, we may not have researched well of life. For through the spirit of knowledge, God moved on, put it in different levels and in different ways. Let's see in Isaiah 63.
Isaya sura yenkaga musatu n'olunyiri olusoka katugende kunyoro okusatu. Isaya nkaga musatu olunyoro okusatu.
Isaiah 63 verse 3.
Nsambye sogolero omunze ka soko mawanga tekwali nomu eyaliya wamunange. Wewao nabasamba mu busungu bwange nembali nyirira mu kiruyi kyange. N'omusaayi gw'obulamu bwabwe gumansukidde ku byambalo byange. Era engoye zange zonna zijudde amabala.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Isaiah 63, this verse 3, our Lord Jesus is the one speaking. Those days as he was being beaten, the blood of life spat on him, on his clothings. Most of us were seeing the color, but that was real life. But because the grade of that life, it was put in three criteria. It is a life which appears in the spirit, which appears in the blood, and life which appears in the living water of life.
But
when he said the blood of their life, it's spat on me, on my garments.
He's
gotten two cells here.
It
joins two cells and speaks of this.
Red blood cell and white blood cells.
And white blood cells here, he has spoken of them at the same point time. We are doctors trained of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we have preached from the scriptures of truth. We bring the spirit of knowledge and the five ways.
We
chose the light of life. Yet we are on the second way.
omusana ogw'obulamu oguli mu musaayi.
The life of life in the blood.
Mu butonde bonna ku nsi.
In all creations in heavens and earth.
Enjiri eno y'ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
This gospel is of the kingdom of God.
Era eno y'engeri gye twalina okubuliramu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
This is the way we are meant to preach the kingdom of God.
Kubanga atugamba bwe bagoba emizimu ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
We say we cast demons by the Spirit of God.
Nga mu Matayo essuula eri ey'12.
As in the Matthew 12.
Olunyolwa bimu
omunaana. Verses 28.
Ng'agamba nti bwe mbanga ngoba emizimu ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
We say we cast demons by the Spirit of God.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubagidde.
The kingdom of God has come for you.
So tulaba omwoyo mutuku mu bujjuvu akole.
Now we see the Holy Spirit and the full is made of seven spirits. And we've seen all spirits how they manifest the kingdom to reaching the fifth spirit, the spirit of the knowledge of God. And it reveals the light of the eternal life. Now in this second part,
he
moves on to show us of life
or
the light of life which appears in the blood
of
creations on the world.
And
this life is put in these ways we've heard of.
And
some of us speak of red blood cells, the white blood cells.
And the white blood cells.
But the white blood cells will have been the real life.
Which
does not be seen with physical eyes. Maybe you have to get that
microscope.
Telescope.
No scano no rabo wuntuobutambu.
Microscope. And you see things moving.
Which means if white blood cells
butambula mumu. You know white blood cells move in a human being.
Ngabutambula.
And they are moving and they have life.
Singobo sobolo kubukunganya.
If you can gather them.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus so much.
Shimanyi naye mukama mulungi.
But God is good.
Obulamu obubera butambula.
That life moves.
Wabula red blood cells.
But the red blood cells,
it is
not life per se.
Wabula nazo cells ziliyo sina zisobola okubena moro olwa white blood cells,
which can be living because of the white blood cells.
Kubanga buli bulamu obuteereddwa mu munda
muli. White blood cells is the life put inside the body.
Nyingo moyo wokumanyika sobola bikugambe.
But the spirit of knowledge alone can tell you
that.
In him is the light of knowledge. The light of eternal life.
Okwagenda kutolebwanga.
Which moved on to be gotten.
Kama nateko obulamu mitendera
gino. Put life in his criteria.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So akulagidenga agamba.
Now he's shown and said.
Sikirungi okulya nyama n'obulamu bwayo.
Not good to eat meat with its blood.
Kubanga obo.
For that,
that's
the blood.
Tugamba mu Isaiah nkaga musatu satu.
Say Isaiah 63:3.
Kino musayi gw'obulamu bwabwe.
Even the blood of their life.
Gumanskide ku byambalo
byabwe. Parted on my garment.
Nabigatta bibiri. Red blood cell and white blood cell.
Red and the white blood cells.
White blood cells zidala bwe bulamu buli obwava ku moyo w'okumanya.
White blood cells is the life which came from the spirit of knowledge.
White blood cells.
The white blood cells. Praise the Lord, brethren. We thank God who teaches us to profit. I want to give me a difference. When we thank, we say we thank God who's given us life. Now, what real life are we thanking over? Is it the life in the body or the Lord Jesus, for he to his whole life? Our Lord is the Spirit which gives life. And when he tells us 2 Corinthians chapter
3
from verse 14 to 17,
he
said, our Lord is Spirit.
Where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Now
the life giving Spirit, that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
For
the Father is the Spirit. According to John,
he said
that God is the Spirit.
Even
the Holy Spirit is the Spirit.
When we
thank for life,
we
are not differentiated. We handle it all together.
You
say, God, we thank you for life. But it's very hard to join up there. Join up. You break out the life to explain it.
We
as the church handle it together. We thank God for life which we didn't know.
For those who are
the physical life of the body, they may find where they have no life of the heaven, when we shall reach of it. Some are right to thank life for their spirit, even of their body, which is in the blood. Yet when it comes to spiritual life, of body of heaven, and they don't have it, it died. And they thank for a portion of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Most people say, or they ask questions in them, but right now I always hear they give us medicine. I hear our red blood cells can be awakened,
all
the bread. Why do they use food, the grass and the rest? In there is life of this body. And that's why in heaven it will be hard to cook there. If you reduce to eating food, you may find your red and white blood cells will finish from you. For this life of our bodies, which is in the blood, one of it was put in the plants, and we increase it. There is a number they say, if you not reach that measure, you can add on it and increase it. But if it goes beyond that level and it reduces, though you increase, it's meaningless.
There
is what we call strength of food.
Strength
of food we try to speak of, we speak of life. And after you eat it,
it's
the way you feel you're sweating, and the blood is running,
it
tries to move through the body, the little hunting for the little life in the food. But most of the rest is rubbish.
And
we go to toilet,
and we go
release the rubbish, for all the life was taken out.
It's my nutrition.
They call it nutrition.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus so much. There is drama in eating food. For many times when you're eating food,
try
to increase the red and white blood cells, or to add life in them.
But
they are affected with sickness and they begin to die. And that life dies.
I
don't know if you've understood it or not. Those who seem like physical doctors, let's hear from. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Blood platelets.
Blood what?
Platelets.
They're what we call blood platelets. What are those? Those are what make blood in a human body. They gather up the blood of life from the food.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They are like plates, like those which they used to make money, print it. They go in the food and they gather out life from there and begin to mold life from the food. What you call strength of food. Let's first be in the one of the Bible. One day, God told Cain,
that
blood of your brother is crying unto me. The truth is, when someone, the life of their spirit is taken out, the life of the blood can complain for some time.
They may be
out of the body, but the body is still kicking.
When
it gets destroyed and it shown and manifested much pain.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Showed
much pain. Let's see in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter
4,
verses
9. Mukama n'agamba Kaini nti aluwa abiri mugandawo. Nayogera nti simanyi. Nze mukumi wa muganda wange. Olunyolwe 10. Nayogera nti okoze ki? Eddoboozi ly'omusaayi gwa mugandawo linkabirira mu nsi. 11. Kale kaakano okulimiddwa mu nsi. Eyasamizza akamwa kaayo okuweebwa omusaayi gwa mugandawo. Mu mukono gwo
yamugamba nti omusayi gwa muganda wo
told him the blood of your brother
gunkabirira mu nsi
crying unto me in the world
era okolimiddwa
and you are cast
ettaka liko kugamba okolimiddwa eri ensi
you've been cast unto the world
yasamiza akamwa kayo
open its mouth
emira omusayi gwa muganda
wo swallow the blood of your brother
naye kangubuli olaba
let me tell you see
omusayi wo basalaka katwe ko muntu
when they cut off a human head
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. And the blood is shed. The column can remain. But the life
Mutaka.
Sinks into the ground. And
it
reaches to get even wet. Yet the color has remained on the top.
Now,
that little life in the blood
it
passed through contentions.
Nduze tulokulanga enkoko wajisa
when you cut off a head a head
umoyo kuvude mnengo obulamu buchakaya
life is still kicking struggling
umanyo ubonereza bambi
you know to punish
kagati abaga tusale enkoko
others ask shall we not cut hands
naye mna icho kiragiro tubiriyenga
say commander we eat them
so tichirina akomusaba
there is no case for that
muntu.
But to a human being
sango gwamanyi
it's a very serious case.
Their
life is beyond the life of the hen in the blood. And it takes them to the battle when you cut off the head of them.
You
cut off a toll and it falls down, begins to jump around.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. I want us to understand the things.
But
they have been on the world for a long time. And we as church, we didn't know them.
He
could reveal the kingdom of God. The spirit of God in his fullness. The seven spirits of God. And their works. Just as we see now the spirit of Mali. In him is light of eternal life.
Bread
for us life in the five ways.
If
we too rich to see it,
said,
indeed I see life.
And
I prove now you've begun to see life. That life is white as the light of life is. That's why it's called the name white blood cells.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But that
life complaining, though it doesn't make up a full human spirit, but it is life. But when
he
speaks of the blood of Jesus, now he's entered the system of the spirit itself. But when he speaks in Hebrews 12, verses 24,
he says, because
the blood of Jesus is the spirit, speaks better words than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel
is
more just as we too we have.
Because
now what was better than others,
if you don't hold
sin, your blood is very alive.
That
we are going to speak of it. Let's read in the Hebrews.
Hebrews 12:24. Neri Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya neri omusaayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Omusaayi gwa Yesu.
The blood of Jesus.
Bwe bulamu buli bwennyini obutagwawo.
It's the real eternal life.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus. Wa
mukama feswa yogera nti bwemunyo musayi gwange. Oh,
Jesus say if you drink my blood.
Emulire gakufa.
You will not die.
Bwayogera muyokana mukaga.
When he speaks in John 6.
Naye ate omusayi gwa Abel gwogera.
But the blood of Abel speaks.
Oruobula mu butini obwali.
Because of the little life which was in it.
Kitini ne kugwawo.
Spoke something small and it finished.
Tegusobula kwogera naku zonna.
It cannot speak forever.
And
that life finished, that was the blood of Abel. That's why he said unto the blood of Jesus.
It
speaks better words than the blood of Abel.
It's
true, in the blood there is life. Just as we passed out in Genesis 9, in the verses
4,
it says that the meat together with its blood, that together with its life, its blood.
So, gulianga, tolianga.
Do not eat it.
So,
now we move on and look to the life in the blood. Many times, we have been treating it. We are attacked of different forms of sicknesses. And there is a weakness which comes. The initial weakness of sin. It moves on, eats up the human blood. It eats up the life. And their cells get to be very weak. Now our Lord Jesus says, in the part of the spirit,
you
pushed life into destruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even life of body, it passes through suffering because of the sin you've committed. Now what the Lord Jesus does, he comes that they may have life, a life which is complete. And you know what it means?
It,
in way, it's different levels. But to fill up your life well, you have the one of the spirit all forever. But the problem
is life
meant to come with the body of heaven which you don't have. It reaches life of your body because of sin of Adam. It got weakened. Sickness easily strike it. Just the mosquito bites you, and the malaria begins. But coming of malaria, it's the life which is weakened.
White blood cells.
The one we call white blood cells. It's gotten weakened. And you who prays for,
to
pray for malaria, always pray for white blood cells, that they get more strength. Are we together? Let's read first the scripture, then we see that hand. John 10:10.
Yokana sura ya 10 no runyiriryo lwe 10.
John chapter 10 verses 10.
Ti omubitajja wabula okubba nokutta nokuzikiriza. Ze najja zibe nobulamu era zibe nabwo obungi.
Yesu yebazibwenye.
Praise Jesus.
He yajja.
He came.
Tube nobulamu.
We have life.
Na tube nabwo obungi.
Life which is filled.
Yesu yebazibwenye. Emiyo jafe jijuzo buramu.
Our spirits are filled with life. And it was gotten from the eternity. But these bodies with life of the blood, life reduced. Even the years were reduced.
But it
came from the sin of Satan. That's where that he tried to put medicine for us. As food.
Food,
drinking the passion fruits.
So that
we can pick out the life within them. But the life in those creations, it passes through water. The next part we are to see.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. And the life in the plants passes through the water. If you dare mess it up, it becomes electricity to strike you.
Yes,
many people ask this, what is cold? Take it. You begin to beat it into a machine releasing electricity. You end up getting electricity. Things of life. What is life? Oh, the light of life.
Yes,
that's when you play it on the machine.
Get
light which gives electricity.
We've
not reached that part. Let's finish this part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are
on
the kingdom of God in our midst. Yet we don't see it, but moves on to work. That is how the gospel was to come from America to all over the world. But for the falling of it, when they fell in 1906 through the one-eyed pastor
who
is known as William Fox Smyer,
they
the one who changed the gospel to the gains of the world. To take it,
and
see traveled nations,
twisting
scriptures and adding in them, and to subtract from them. It began from there. This gospel we hear right now
is
what was from the beginning of creation of heaven and earth. It was destroyed.
And to
find it, where will you there find it?
In full knowledge.
Full knowledge. It's not a praise.
Yes, most of
people think we praise ourselves. Go research out there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus, brethren. I have two questions. In this body, he speaks in the Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. And he threw our earthly tent, it finishes, the one inside is renewed. My question is, what is involved in getting old? And this body begin when it looks nice. And when you reach ahead, it's getting old. And the rest that me, a youth, it means I have white blood cells more than the old person. And they can even begin to get cold. Their cells have weakened. And they no more can gather life. In this life, when it reduces in the blood, you begin to pull yourself, you get wrinkles. It's reduced and ceases to have strength, for its life which ends.
And
those who are fighting with old age, that is what they do. Messing up those cells.
Red blood cells and white blood
the red
cells.
And the white blood cells. But sometimes they turn against them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When they
weaken,
they
no more can gain in what you eat, they don't benefit you.
And the old
person begin to eat, but you're eating
it. You don't get
strength, neither anything.
You
will forgive us, you are moved in years. Begin to prepare to get back.
Ask
God to
ask,
like the one of Hezekiah. But you ask it with a reason. You may knock and rather fall. The one meant to get back to heaven and not reach there. Now that life with the blood was given seasons. And many times what you eat, they can cause the seasons to reduce.
But
they may end when they are fought many things in your body. Now maybe you smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, mess up the body system, and it fights with the human system. And it weakens for smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol. Something which harmful which has come their way.
And it
fights with them. Why people like those, their life reduce quick? For it can strike alcohol. And something harmful is going in the body.
Begin to
smoke cigarettes. Yes. This, so that nicotine, which is very dangerous.
Now,
life in the blood,
white blood cells.
It's called white blood cells. When you smoke,
you feel
something harmful entered the body.
It
begins to fight with you. Now, when you inject yourself with cocaine,
excessive drug.
This is an excessive drug.
It begins
to fight with it.
That's
why those who smoke cocaine, they get old quick.
Drink things mess
up the cells in the body.
But
battling, seeing the great battle has come. And you'll even weaken early.
And they
say alcohol broke them. Alcohol is not what breaks them.
When you drink it, the cells
fight with it
till they
weaken and life reduces.
Now
you've taken me much now, but they all profit. Praise the Lord. I am asking. We see they tell us that we who have aged, that when you make physicals,
then
you get strengthened. How is that? Is it that life has increased or it reduces more? When you do useless physicals, they reduce. But when it speaks in Timothy, body exercise benefits a little.
Just
follow on every exercise you do it.
You
make 8 to 10 years.
Body
will reach cells you've stretched them beyond. You know, people say
a
person injects cocaine on themselves and they get strengthened. Cells fight, but you think you're sweating and you have strength, yet it's a body reaction.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you inject cocaine, I feel strength. You know, cells have gotten wild now.
And
after cocaine finishes, they calm down.
And they can increase,
get mad and speak things not connected.
Even
disconnect from your body system. Now things like those, indeed we've briefly spoken of them, concerning life in the blood. Praise Jesus, brethren. Speak loud. Praise Jesus, brethren. There are times you can't be there, you get a sickness like a boil, a tumor. What causes it? And nothing happened, but
it
boil has come from you and pus begins to come. That's poison which is gathered in the body. Many times the white blood cells or life which is in the blood fights with the sickness and it has no releasing point to come out. It gathers it in one place.
Oh,
gathering the rubbish, it begins to push it. What happens? You get itching. Poison wants to come out. When you scratch, it begins to boil out around. Praise the Lord. I'm teacher Julius. Apostle has spoken of that word. And I've remembered something.
But
when someone gets malaria, we always see that people feel weakness in their veins. Me too, as a student, I used to ask a question, what causes those pains? It, as malaria never affects the human best veins, it goes in the white blood cells. It fights it. Now when it fights it,
because
they
want to
move oxygen in the body, a person weakens in the body. When you have no oxygen, have no strength in the body. And what's next?
White blood cells,
the white blood cells, they work on the transportation. Everything which has died from the red blood cells and take it in the vein, and as if they gather rubbish there and dispose it right there.
The person
complains of the vein, and others they get but because the red blood cells are sick, they break down, they carry from blood and dispose the veins. Now when you speak like that, I understand it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Veins, there are different spaces. Some of the bigger spaces are in the veins. Muscles.
Joints.
What
was spaces in
there? There are bigger spaces because of rotation which happens there.
No,
they see for where there's a space.
Or
where there is much flesh. Like the bum. And you get a boil there. Whether in the part down, if there is much flesh there, whether in the
there
is bigger spaces there. I started doctorate in the Journal of Heaven, where I knew what concerns a human being. Their spirit and their life, which moves in the body, in the blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If it's fruiting, they give me a little lecture, which is
physical.
I begin to work immediate, and yet I'm a specialist in that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
immediately begin working and wonder somewhere I learned them from. The Journal of Heaven involved many things.
Point
took us and we're just seeing concerning the human body.
And
every part in it and what has not been revealed yet. Those scientists have not yet discovered. Praise Jesus, brethren. My question I'm having
has
been on the scripture written Isaiah 6:3. I see that the blood of our life spat on the garment of Jesus.
Yes,
yet I see is the one they beat. Yet our blood spits on him. How did our blood spat on his garments? What does that indeed mean? You have to go in Isaiah 53. Verse
3.
Isaiah 53:3.
Omuntu owennaku era yamanyira obuyinike Erango omuntu abantu gwe bakweka amaaso gaabwe bwe yanyomebwa bw'atyo ne kitamuyita mukaabuntu. Olunyo lw'okuna, mazima yeetikka obuyinike bwaffe n'asitula ennaku zaffe. Naye twamulowooza nga yakubibwa yafumitibwa Katonda n'abonyaabonyezebwa.
We thought what they beat Jesus was for his,
but
what they beat him was for us.
The
blood which was shed was ours.
As
we have been beaten in that time, we who believe, that's why
he said,
blood of their life is part on me.
For
he who had clothed flesh was Christ, but the body he clothed was prepared just for him.
That's
how he speaks in Hebrews 10 verses 6 to down.
And say,
you prepared me a body, O Lord. That body was packed every sin of ours.
And
they were beating us in that time. If you refuse to believe that you were beaten for those sins, they will add you other beatings in hell. Let's finish the next verse.
Isaiah 53 olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Isaiah 53 verse 5.
Naye yafumitibwa olw'okusobya kwaffe. Yabitentebwa olw'obutali butuukirivu bwaffe. Okubonerezebwa okw'emirembe gyaffe kwali ku ye.
Yabitentebwa lwaffe.
He was crushed for our iniquities.
Bibi byaffe.
Our sins.
Okubonerezebwa okw'emirembe gyaffe.
The punishment of our generations.
Banga kwali kwakubeera wa mirembe
gyonna. But it was to be their all generations.
Bigwe kwonsi.
On the world,
you're
in punishment.
You
go from hell, lake of fire, still in punishment. The punishment of all generations. It's what would have been in. Was put on him. All they beat him was for us. That's why
his
blood of their life was spat on me. They were beating us.
And
he was beaten in our place. That's why he loses that language. Let me hope you've been answered well.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Praise the Lord. On that exact issue, I'm requesting more enlightenment. Me too, I knew the blood of Jesus was one who shed. If it was ours which was shed, for it's as we are beaten, as it has been heard, it means it's our blood which was shed, not of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Why
call the blood of Jesus at the same time our blood?
Covered
the blood of sin and the blood of life. That's what you have to know. He called the blood of sin and the blood of life.
But
blood of life appears in one place. In the John
19:34,
on the rib out of him comes blood and water. This other which was shed before when he was beaten was the one of sin, which is ours. Those are secrets in there. What's surprising? The real blood of Jesus. He took it to heaven.
It's
not this
of
flesh and blood never inherits the kingdom of God.
Hebrews
9:23 and 27.
So
he didn't take sacrifice on the earth, but in heaven itself.
Well,
comes Hebrews 12:24. Even unto the blood of Jesus. His blood he took it to heaven. What was shed here was yours.
And
what took in heaven is the blood of life. The life which is spiritual.
We
could not find their physical blood there which smells. Because flesh and blood never inherits the kingdom of heaven.
Now,
know what he took at the altar of God. He took their life. That's why he calls it the blood of life.
When
I said it's beyond ours, it's on the higher level of eternal life.
So
even when he put on the altar of God, it's never finished. The questions are much. Praise the Lord, brethren. My question is right still there. What means the blood of our Lord Jesus, which is on the altar? When I believe here and wash his sins from me, it's the same that make me body from heaven, or that body is made on the altar in other materials. When you do acts of righteousness, they are written in the ark of the covenant in heaven. That it tells us in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 to down. Although your sins will be raised. Have you ever seen sins get
raised?
A portion of Gibby which is filled, no Moses.
Computer
read, we studied in the computer. And you fill a folder, you fill it, and it gets read. Now, in the ark of the covenant, we saw the store of sins there. Why they say the blood of Jesus washes sins from heaven? They are just blotted from there. That's why
I asked,
block away my sins. When it comes on water, your spirit, we saw the spirit appears in the spirit of power and cancels and rubs them off.
For
they were engraved on your spirit. Let's end with that and finish here. Praise Jesus, brethren. Myself in still in Isaiah 53, verse 5, the last portion. He
said,
by stripes we healed. But in prayer, instead of being healed, now we were healed of what sickness? The sickness of death or of sin. For the wage of sin is death. But his stripes don't move on heal us sicknesses of the body. That he freely gave it to us without being beaten.
Say
in the Matthew, say, go heal, raise the dead, freely you're given, and freely give. Those stripes heal us sicknesses of hell.
Then,
before Jesus was beaten, he began to heal. Prophets were healing. But we had failed to be healed of the sickness of sin. And it caused us to die. Most don't think of that sickness. Yes, his stripes heal us. But think.
The
sickness which had remained, which caused
the division.
He was able to send prophets to pray for us, be well in the body. But the sickness of sin had failed. He was meant to be beaten. Beatings of here and of hell. When speak, stripes heal us. We go far. Hell, we swear we had headaches.
Right.
Now, we are healed, we cross to heaven. Now, these other sicknesses.
Praise
for Isaac, give authority on all demons. Different sicknesses. Authorities of the Holy Spirit. Don't need beatings for that. And they beat him for you, get malaria healed of it. Which even doctors treat.
And
that too brings him to be beaten. There are things we have to count value. We lower it to levels of malaria.
The stripes
of Jesus heal us malaria.
Yes,
there, Jesus has become so weak. They pass
beating,
I get healed of malaria.
Authority
freely gave us of the Holy Spirit
to heal
sicknesses of
the people.
Let's get back to track.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're back
on the light of life, which appears in the blood of creations on the world. Why we use creations on the world? That blood usually ends on the world. Blood ends in the planet.
It's
where you can move well with it. Because of the breath of life.
What
we call oxygen, which is in the red blood cells. That we shall reach it.
What
we call breath of life usually appears in
red
oxygen.
Cells.
And
they
say there is life,
oxygen,
which is called oxygen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Na yeka tuogere ku kali ebivamu ko omusayogo.
Mwebyo
emere bitonde bituliranyiga.
What comes from the blood?
Obula mu buri musayi.
Life in the blood.
Ngabosobola kuva bitonde bituliranyibyokulia.
Creations around like eating.
Mulimu agaitibwa amanyige emere.
Is what we call strength of food.
Oba amanyi.
Or strength.
Ngagongera yongera ne ku myaka.
And it adds on yours.
Eliba sekabaka. Bagamba Elijah agendere mu manyi gemmere.
And they tell Elijah move in the strength of food.
Baseka bake ekisooka esula. Baseka bake ekisooka esula ye 19 olunyiryo lwo musanvu.
First Kings chapter 19 verse 7.
Malaika wa Mukama najja nate omulundi ogwokubiri namukomako nayogera nti golokoko olye kubanga olugendo lukuyinza obunene. Olunyo olw'omunaana n'agoloko kanaalya n'anywa n'atambula mu maanyi g'emmere eyo ennaku 40 emisana n'ekiro n'atuuka e Kolebu olusozi lwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Obulamu buno obumu,
some of this life,
obulabikira mu red blood cells,
which appears in the red blood cells,
oba white blood cells,
of the white blood cells,
buva mu mmere tuliraanye,
comes from the food which is around us.
And
it's called strength of food.
Because
we saw the spirit of power. And
he
moves on to grow that food. And
it
puts life in and strengthen it. The food, the fruits around us. There is that power. Many times they tell you if you swallow medicine.
Or
before you swallow, you first eat.
What do you want?
They saw the ease. They
are
herbs they made and the direct they come blood from them. They are coming those direct cells.
Cook,
and you drink and they are red.
Red blood cells.
And you get out red blood cells. But not all you have
brown.
They are very small.
Because
we want to make machines which will detect, check them out. Some of our brethren, the whites, they have those machines. If you get those machines and you get a leaf and you look to it, you'll see there's no green color on it. Other smaller particles in line form, and they are very small.
Out
of those cometh the life they call medicine.
This
may be up medicine, or it passes through food. Or it drinks which are rightful. Don't rather fight the white blood cells. You know, you may drink drinks like alcohol and others. And the one would have empowered life in the blood. And you end messing it up. You reduce it.
What
is that they have measured. That's the reason when you have too much blood and you get sick still,
you
have to go and reduce it. When you age,
strength
of that life produces, you begin to feel cold. And the life in the blood, or the heat which makes you heated in the body, it ceases to be.
And
you begin to get blankets and you clothe them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Maybe still if we reduce that life which in the blood, we are told in the Psalms
90
that strength of food can help
you
to add on the years those which had cut themselves.
Zaburi esule ya chenda na ulu njiri yoro muenda.
Psalms 90 verses 9.
Kuvange nakuza fezo na ziita mubusungu buo. Emiaka jafe jigwa onge chilozo. Olunyole kumi. Enakuza emiaka jafe jemiaka ansamvu. Irena ya amanyi gawi zemiaka chinana.
Amanyi ya kukituri deli.
The strength we've had of.
Mbaseka baka esule ya kumi na muenda.
In the first Kings chapter 19.
Strength
of food, they have explained it still in the Psalms 90. That the strength of
food,
if you are to end at 70 years, for reducing life in the blood, help you and the manufacture life from the food and reaches like 10 years. Not every food. Don't fall on every food you eat it.
And
you say you're adding on your life. Find someone
that's
three kilograms, they're eating them. And when you've waged the war on the body,
and you eat
plenty, it will become a battle. First thing,
sir,
system working on you wants to silence all the others because of the many works you've put for it. That blood begins to run quick. Looking what had been has come in the system. And your spirit.
No,
even the spirit
of
and these things you've given it, it's not handle it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Don't think every food you'll fall on it and eat it. I want to
don't cook it.
If you cook it so much, it ceases to have life. It evaporates.
It
joins on the breath of life or in the oxygen we breathe. If you cook
much,
life ceases to be and remain with meat.
It's not good
to cook meat much, yet it's not good to eat raw meat.
Don't
cook that you cook it too much.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
What's
eaten raw,
eat raw.
Life get it when it's much. Are we together?
There
are trees which hold life.
Trees
with life.
Chamateke sura ya makumi abiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri.
Deuteronomy 20 verse 20.
Emiti ejo jyokka jomanyi nga si miti gya kulyako jono zikirizanga jono otemanga era ono zimbiranga ebigo ku bibuga ku kibuga ekirwana naawe okutuusa lwe kirigwa. Chamateke sura ya makumi abiri olunyole 19.
Deuteronomy 20 verse 19.
Bono omalanga ebiro bingi ng'ozingiza ekibuga ng'olwana nakyo okukiryanga tozikirizanga miti gyakyo Tozikiriza nga miti jacho ng'ogigalulira embazzi kubanga oyinza okugiryako. Era togitemanga kubanga omuti ogw'omunsiko muntu. Kubanga omuti ogw'omunsiko muntu gw'okuguzingiza okuguzingiza gwo olinnya olwabiri. Emiti egyo gyokka gy'omanyi nga si miti gyakulyako gy'onoozingizanga gy'onootemanga. Era onoozimbiranga ebigo ku bibuga ku kibuga ekirwana naawe okutuusa lw'ekirigwa.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Simanyi tusomye watuufu. Omanyi Oluganda nze mpulira nga teruvuddeyo.
You know Luganda doesn't come out clear.
Abatusomere mu gundi mu luzungu.
Let us read English.
Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 19.
Chamateka abiri olunyiro 19.
When you shall besiege a city a long time, in making a war against it to take it, you shall not destroy the truth thereof by wielding an axe against them. For you may eat of them, and you shall not cut them down. For the tree of the field is man's life. To employ them in the siege.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Aringa gamienti.
As if he said this tree is the life of a man that you fight with it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
it's
shown that trees
hold,
you eat of them. There is life in them. Not like of a human being that you go fight with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So the tudira gambe byokuliye bituliranye gani.
Now it is around us.
Those who eat
and the blood increases in the body
and
life increases
and
never reduces.
For there are people
and they are meant to live 80 or
90
years
but for
fighting much life in the blood
and
meeting many sicknesses, it moves on reducing. And you faint, you've lived 40 years. Now the food today you eat, what they have done to us with whole poison, they have fought with life, which is in the blood, of increasing in the life.
And you
get bananas, inject them like human beings, and that go fat. And you spread different medicines. The poison in that.
White blood cells and red blood cells.
That's why the white and red blood cells have reduced.
The life
in the blood is very small. Something can bite you. Small.
And
fall off, check out of the body.
There's
no more strength.
The cells are there,
but they reduce life.
Poison
got too much in the body. I'm summarizing ending there. Concerning the spirit of knowledge of God,
who
holds the light of the eternal life, the way he shows the light of life through the blood which is in the creation of the world. Praise Jesus so much.
Now
let's use well what's around us. Come out, bring medicines and treatments and eatings which we get medicine from.
All
eatings we eat medicine.
Wabula sima dagala.
But we eat herbs.
Sima dagala gabutua.
But not medicines of poison.
Nga ebikubiddwa muleero.
Like those injected in now.
Emere ogezaako kulya dagala lyenjala.
Would you try to eat medicine of hunger?
Naye ate era mulimu eddagala lyenjawulo.
Yet there is another medicine in it.
Erigenda nga lyongeza ku musaayi ogwo kuba n'obulamu obumala.
More than increased life, hold much light.
Obwo nno bwakabaka bwa Katonda masekati gaffe nga bukola.
Kingdom of God in our midst working.
Naye Bayibuli yagamba.
And the Bible says.
Yokaana esooka essula ey'okutaano.
First John 5.
Olunyiri olw'omunaana.
Verses 8.
Omusaayi n'amazzi n'omwoyo.
That the blood, the water, and the spirit.
Bakanya mu kimu.
They agree.
So obulamu obwasalawo bulabikiremu.
Life decided to manifest in the form of blood, yet
it
appears in the form of the water on the world. We shall come back to see that on the day of Tuesday. Tomorrow we come in a meeting
TV
of the television.
I
request to be here at 3. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.